miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
TCB, taking care of business, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
From BTO, right?
Yes.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. Awesome tune.
Nice riff.
Awesome. Outstanding job today by Ricky on the side of glass.
Rick has good musical taste.
Now the world will stop, though.
Why?
Because Minnesota Duluth, the defending national champion, about to take on my Providence Cadets. Rick's...
So
alma mater.
Yeah, Rick.
UMD Bulldog grad in the other room.
Go Dogs.
Well, I'm rooting for you, Rick. So you put an
thanks.
End to
thank
PC
you.
PC boy over here.
Great. Go Friars.
Rick on the other side of the glass because Chris is in Augusta. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Rick Horro will join us from Augusta here in just a few moments. Our Sports Business Insider, fresh off his appearance at the Final Four. And life is good when you go for the Final Four in Minnesota down to Augusta to watch the Masters. So we should discuss that. Was it Jason Day that just like cramped
Jason
up?
Jason Day cramped up, had to go under a tree with his trainer. They put a towel down, stuck his leg up, and it looked like a late night Cinemax movie. And then his trainer's bent over, his leg straight up and trying to stretch out his calf, but he looks to be okay.
Wow. All right.
See? Well, don't ever complain about me again getting hurt.
Well, yeah, that's true. It happens to the best of them. In case you've been in an office all day and trying to figure out what's going on, Tiger Woods finished the day at 200. He's one off the lead. He was tied for the lead for a good portion of the back nine. Justin Harding got to 4 under at one point, went in at the clubhouse at 3 under. Adam Scott, John Rahm, who's also in Tiger's group, finished at 3 under. And then Tiger Woods is with a bunch of others at 2 under. So overall, good day. We just played his interview with Tom Rinaldi a few moments ago. He admits he left a couple on the course, particularly in the front nine, a couple of short putts. But nonetheless, overall satisfied with how he played today. Tiger had a good day today.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Again, stayed at 3 under up until 17, and he just shanked his driver. Really, the only bad drive, two drives that were off, but that was the only real bad one of the day. Meanwhile, Jason Day is like, where's he going, Pete? He's like walking off. Is he going to do some more stretching behind a tree?
I don't know, but I just watched, and I'm watching him again on replay. He's limping. It's his left hammy, or it looks like his left hamstring.
So. What do you think, he tweaked it or has he got a cramp? There's two different things, but we don't know.
He's walking and just watch the replay again. He just walked up but walked away.
Is he quitting?
I don't know. I don't think so, but.
Ooh, Justin Rose at +4 after 11. Now that was not expected. Wow. Dude was on fire last year at the end of the year.
Gosh, you can rebound tomorrow, but I mean you want to stay within, 300 is going to be the mark. You're looking at these guys have missed the cut today, if it were today, but that's why he had played 2 days. Here's Phil Mickelson, was a very short for bogey. He's going to go drop back to even.
He's been very inconsistent
on the 11th.
Today.
Yeah. Looked like he was about to make a run. He got it to 2 under. Now he's dropped 2 shots over the last few holes.
It was a half hour ago we were dreaming about him and Tiger playing together, both at 2 under, going into the weekend.
It's still only 2 shots off. I mean, Tiger's -2 and Phil's even, so there's still a chance. But that would be something, huh? Would be something if Phil and Tiger ended up playing at some point. Dustin Johnson for birdie.
Oh, stop right next to the hole.
Dimples. And now Bill Rafferty says onions. Dimples.
Dimples.
Oh.
Kiss the glass.
Need that Caddyshack chipmunk or the gopher explosion at the end.
Wow.
Nope. -2 still for DJ.
And he looks like he's getting close to getting it dialed in, getting on a run here. But
he's walking up the same hill that Jason Day was walking up.
Okay, I got you.
But that's a. I don't know if Jason Day made it up the hill.
Dustin Johnson was like stretching his abs there, or whatever. Just
DeChambeau for birdie on 12. He's at 1 under on the par 3.
Why is the stick not in? He said he was going to have the stick in.
No, he has an awkward stance. He looks like as stiff as a board. And nailed it.
Oh,
right side of the cup, good enough. Right. Two under, so DeChambeau gets into the thick of things here. Bryson with a birdie on 12.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 players at 2 under, including Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. You count great.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Jordan Spieth.
this will fly out here. He's in the
pine straw.
Pine straw.
In amongst the pine trees.
He's going to have to cut this left to right
a little bit. He's on the 11th. He's 4 and he does over. That. And I'm going to say...
He has to hit a cutter left to right, and he does, and it just rolls off the green and continues to roll off the green.
What a disaster.
By a lot.
Absolute disaster stay for Jordan
Spieth. Not even close.
Yeah. All right.
We're still waiting to hear from Ricardo. This might be him calling.
I think he's
dialing.
He's calling right now. Calling in from Augusta, I think.
Again, you cannot have cell phones on the course.
Right.
So... You're either in the little media area, or you're at a restaurant, or you're in your car, or you're stuck in traffic.
All right. Do we have him? All right. Without any further ado, from Augusta, Rick Horro, our Sports Business Insider. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Rick.
What kind of a do? What do you mean a do? So I'm sitting here, and I had to take a cell phone opportunity, let me just put it that way, from the cell phone police here at the Masters, because, you know, you can bring an Uzi in, and they'll slap you around. You can bring a cell phone in, they'll tie you to a post.
What?
So luckily, I'm able to find a few minutes to communicate with you. What a day! It's like 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and I'm here, and you're not.
Well, I appreciate that, and a bit jealous. And by the way, this is the strongest cell signal you've ever had.
So where are you? Are you in the media clubhouse, or are you?
I'm yelling. Hey.
Hold on. I spoke too soon.
No, Phil is teeing off, so I told him to wait until we finish.
Oh,
we're actually
excellent.
Yeah, how's that sound?
Pretty good.
No, I'm not in the media center, but I'm behind it. You know, the anti-cell phone rule. So if you're behind the media center and nobody notices you, I'm fine until 45 security people come running after me. But that's the risk.
Oh, you're towing the line here. This is risky. I like it. It's good.
We just saw Jason.
No, but I'm going to tell them that I was sent here by ESPN Fort Myers. So your whatever credential you thought you were going to have over time, Beasley is done.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Did you run into the...
By the way, he's there. I don't know
if you saw. Did you run into Chris at all?
He didn't run into me. He's
okay.
Here?
He's there.
Seriously?
Yeah, yes. He is. Yeah.
He goes every year. He goes every year.
Yeah. No, I didn't look low enough. Sorry.
Well, what has been your game? Where have you, like, hung out today? Have you followed, like, Tiger? Have you hunkered down at a particular hole?
Went over to 6T. Which is a par 3.
Mm-hmm.
Saw fifth green. Saw Tiger 3 putt. Mm-hmm. Went over to 6T, which is a beautiful par 3 uphill, and you can kind of see the shots down.
Yeah.
And then went over to 9 and watched everybody go through. Walking around with Tiger is insane because they have about 40,000 people you let in here, but I'd say 30,000 any one time are listening for being around Tiger. He's moving the needle still like nobody else. And you know, people around here, which is amazing, they say it's a failure because he didn't break 70 and he never breaks 70. What? I mean, he's one shot off the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine.
I thought it was a good day. Yeah. Now, frequently when I've talked to you over the years, you always tell me about the billions of dollars these huge events, Super Bowls and Final Fours, raise for a local economy. Now, Augusta, though, I've never been to Augusta. I've only driven past it. It's kind of a podunk town. So what kind of benefit, how big is the benefit to the area with the Masters each and every year?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, rack it up and make sure that you have Sheeman saying podunk next to Augusta for the Chamber of Commerce. How about that? So, hey, 51 weeks basically are supported by the 1 week. About 150,000 people. If you don't think it's a big deal, go to Augusta International Airport and the private jet side. It's more landings each day of those 4 days than almost any other. Super Bowl spread out a little bit more. And it's the people who are here. Economic impact, according to those people that care about, is about $150 to $200 million.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But it'll be a lot more. And I can't wait for next year, by the way, because you realize the Final Four is Atlanta.
Yes.
Then we all get in the car and drive down the road to Augusta.
What's right. We all? We all.
Yeah, we. Where's we?
We all. We all. We all call you a year from now, next Thursday, and talk about where we are and where you're not.
I want to add, you said you were on the sixth hole today, and we talked a lot about Magnolia on five this week because they lengthened it 40 yards. It's a 490-yard par four. For you, very reachable in five, and for myself as well. But, we saw Tiger hit into the bunker and bogey that hole, but how – seeing it on TV and seeing it in person must be totally different. He said it's almost nearly impossible if you hit the ball into those bunkers on five to reach the green. But it looked as awesome as it was described.
Yes, totally awesome. And you know, the beauty of watching from the tee shots, which is what I tried to really concentrate on today, is the elevation. The par three hole that, the early par three, I think it's number three, is incredible. It's, 100-foot drop. And it doesn't feel like it on television, but it is. And, of course, the shots on number nine, the Greg Norman backing up the Nick Faldo stuff, and you see it, and you watch it, and, the ball spins back. Jordan Spieth's having a tough day. He had that happen a few times to him.
Yeah.
But the elevation, you understand, because if it doesn't stick up there, it's going to go 40 feet down that hill.
Rick Harrell is joining us from Augusta. Now, what is your setup? Have you rented a mansion for the week, or what's your deal?
Days in, $200 a night. No, I've been EverFi, which is the largest philanthropic corporate company in the world, basically, has entertained a few people, and they have graciously asked me to be involved. Group 1001 is a corporate sponsor as well. There's an HSBC group here who are part of this. So I'm in the middle of being kind of entertained, not entertaining, and it certainly is wonderful. The big companies, the Wassermans, the Octagons, they all, IMGs, they have vans that shuttle people to and from, and this is their big deal. This is what's called activation. You know, they give you the tickets and they pick them up and they treat you like the king, and again, just so you know, I'm here and you're not.
Yeah, we need some of that next year. I like it.
I don't know if you saw what happened about 10 minutes ago, but Jason Day had a stop and go to a tree with his trainer or caddy, lay down on a towel and stretch out, I believe, his left hammy. He has not looked the same. Just him walking up, was it on the sixth hole? After on five, he pulled a hammy or something, and he has not looked the same. He's at one under right now.
Yeah, well, listen, between...
Sorry, on 13.
He's had a bad back.
Yeah.
He's had a bad... Is he one under?
One under right now, yeah.
Yeah, bad back, clearly. Started the round that way. Remember his vertigo stuff at Chambers Bay. So his body has been giving out on him, but the fact that he's one under is good.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that nobody's running away with it and lapping the field, you don't expect that on the first day, but it's all bunched up, and the wind is calm. And this will be the nicest weather day of all of them. And I frankly can't wait till Saturday and Sunday because, I'll be in Long Beach at the Grand Prix watching it on TV, and they're expecting some big-time thunderstorms. And I love the idea of watching these guys play golf in the rain when I'm not there.
Yeah, way to dodge a bullet there. By the way, you started your week at the Final Four in Minnesota. You were selling your books out there. I got to tell you, that's the first time I've seen a football stadium converted to a basketball stadium, and it looked fantastic on TV. They must have done a great job there in Minnesota.
The new ones, kudos to HKS, who is the architect that kind of is doing all that. They built Dallas, but they also built Indy, and Indy was the model because it's the NCAA headquarters where it says, make it a big basketball arena. Football's great, but it doesn't dominate, and that's where you don't have to move it to one corner or the other. It looks shoestringed in, and then they copied Indy from Minnesota, they're building L.A. So the new L.A. stadium, which has not had a Final Four committed, but it will. I mean, they will have it in the next 3 years, and it'll look just like that as well.
Wow.
I also saw an interesting piece about Tiger that he set to star in a series of golf TV head-to-head matches. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, but it won't be domestic. It'll be for the foreign markets, China, India, Japan. And it'll be, the Mickelson match, some say didn't work. A lot of people say worked, but it certainly created a foundation for future events. And so it'll be friends, Ricky and Justin and some of those guys, Dustin Thomas, and it'll just be people playing each other, but for the benefit of the world audience.
Since you're a lawyer, let me ask you this. The AAF Football League and Tom Dundon, the lawsuits are starting to trickle in now from employees and former players and all that. How is Dundon going to be mired in lawsuits now for years and years and years? Did he do business out of bad faith? Or, hey, he owned it. He could shut it down. That's his right. What do you see happening here?
Well, a lot of it is, he put the money up in many ways to bail them out. He wasn't the original guy, so he didn't make the early representations. But I'm sure that his lawyers tried to shelter him as much as possible from personal liability. And the corporation doesn't have a whole lot of money in it now. And so my suspicion is that a lot of people will attempt to go after him because they don't like the idea of him being able to pull the plug. But they're probably not going to be able to collect a lot, to be honest about it.
Well, MLB's off to an interesting start. The Red Sox and Yankees in serious trouble. So are the Cubs. I mean, it's early. I really don't get crazy about any baseball team and where their status is until, Memorial Day. But the drop-off Facebook, they're supposed to carry 20 games. That's done on maybe do five or six. But at least initially, Rick, your early thoughts on the MLB season, and especially some of the marquee teams that aren't doing really well right now.
Well, my favorite marquee team is giving up 400 runs a game, and the Cubs need to figure out how to get a couple of starting pitchers and some relievers. And hopefully, from my perspective, they sign Keuchel or Kimbrel or one of those two guys who's out there. And I know that Tom Ricketts, the owner, says, look, don't spend the money, but when you're 3-7, then you start figuring out, well, what's going on? But we'll see. And the Red Sox not doing really well, too. No. The Dodgers are. By the way, I'm going to, as I told you, Long Beach tomorrow. And so nice. I'll be going to the Dodgers games on Friday night and Saturday night. And you're not.
Yeah.
How's that?
No, I'm not. No, but I'm golfing Saturday and Sunday. You're not.
Yeah. Good. I'm not. And then I'll be watching the Masters on TV. And you will. So they will do the same thing. So
I will.
Baseball's okay. The Facebook thing, they cut down because they wanted to focus on those six games, not because people aren't watching Facebook, and then they'll come out with a bigger product. So I'm not prepared to start relegating my Cubs or the Red Sox, and I'm not prepared to tell people that baseball is dead.
All right, Rick. Well, we appreciate you checking in from Augusta, and I am glad you did not get your phone taken from you during this interview. That was really impressive.
Interesting.
And, but hey, I got two more, and it's early, so wish me luck.
All right. Well, good luck and safe travels, and enjoy your time. We'll talk to you later, Rick.
See you, Rick.
All right, man. I'll see you next week.
I appreciate that. Rick Hara, our Sports Business Insider. Last week, we talked to him from Minnesota at the Final Four.
Best cell phone signal ever, don't you think?
That was the strongest phone signal he's ever had.
Ever.
In fact, I challenge Chris when he calls in tomorrow to have an equally good one. He's going to let me down if he does. You have no faith in him. I have faith in the. He's going to call the show. It's all about the show.
Sandwich?
No, I'm not that confident. All right.
You're not confident enough to go with sandwich bet.
Shaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Shaman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 99.3ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Shaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Walking on the sun, baby. Walking on the black hole. Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth, I thought, was a very underrated group. I always enjoyed their music, and then they disappeared.
They did.
Oh, Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Rick has been outstanding today with the bumper music. Just,
Rick, what kind of music do you listen to on your own? If you're not listening to, say, I don't know, Sheeman and Shepherd and Sports Talk Radio, what is your preference?
I'm a classic rock guy. You know, I like the Led Zeppelins. You know, Cheap Trick is one of my favorites.
They're coming to town.
They're coming. They're going to open up for ZZ Top.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I had not heard. I'd heard the ZZ Top thing, but.
Yeah. It's arena.
Deep Purple.
Yep. Fog Hat.
Nah, not a huge Fog Hat fan.
I like Deep Purple. They're cool. Hush. Smoke on the Water.
I like a lot of 90s music, too. I loved, like, the Soundgarden, the Alice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Shane's Pearl Jam era.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You're good. You're very good at this.
Excellent.
All right. Just a quick update.
Yeah, quick
update.
Okay.
Tiger Woods was in the lead for a while. We've got
tied.
Tied at 3 under. He did give a stroke back at 17. He is with 15 other players at 2 under, one stroke back. Justin Harding has been atop the lead. He finished early today. Went in the clubhouse with the lead, and people have been catching him. Adam Scott, John Rahm, all at 300 as well. So that's your Masters update. Just checked in with Rick Harrow up there. We've been covering it wall to wall all day, having a lot of fun. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Got some NFL news to tell you about, but first, just quickly, baseball today. 0-53. Of course, we're talking about Chris Dave. Orioles lose. A's win 8-5. Marlins shut out again, embarrassing, 5-0 to the Reds.
Can I jump in on the Marlins for a second? I saw a story today that they're the least valuable team in Major League Baseball at $1 billion. Yeah. I think Derek Jeter's group paid 1.3, so they've lost value in the time that he's owned the club. It's going the wrong direction.
No, that's and whatever. And you can talk about prospects and all that stuff, and maybe all that stuff comes to fruition in a few years, but this team's a joke. It's a freaking joke. The Reds had lost 8 in a row before the Marlins get in, and Cincinnati just swept them, and including 2 shutouts. So 14-0, 5-0, and they won 2-1 last night. So they just won 5-0 today. So they're 3-10. Your Tigers got blanked today by the Indians as well.
Can't beat them.
4-0. Yep. Only 3 hits in that game. Cardinals beat the Dodgers 11-7. Seattle in 10 over the Royals 7-6. And tonight right here on 99.3 ESPN, Blue Jays and Red Sox pregame at 6:10 with Joe Castiglione and the cast of characters, whoever's doing the game with him. I lose track. It's like 5 different guys. But Aaron Sanchez versus Nathan Eovaldi. So I don't know.
So what do we do? Do we go to Spain and Fitz for like 9 minutes?
What? Maybe.
Rick, what's the plan?
Maybe.
Well, my plan is to run down the hall to go to the Florida Everblades playoff game on our sister station,
right.
WJBX.
Yes, glad you mentioned that.
So you'll have to ask Logan. I don't know. You know, I'll have to say, hey, man, it's your problem, Jack.
Well, if I was program director, I'd ask us to do an extra 10 minutes, but we're going home.
There you go. We'll run the Spain and Fitz show until it's time.
Until they get warmed up and boom, into baseball.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you have a little snippet of some football
schedules?
Yeah, well,
here's the thing. OBJ has kind of a little bit let the cat out of the bag today. He basically tweeted out a hint, that it looks like the Browns are going to open up against the Jets. And it's going to open up, it looks like, at MetLife Stadium, which is where he came from. And it's a possibility that could be on Monday night, which would make a lot of sense.
2 years in a row, the Jets open on Monday night.
But this makes more sense than last year. And it makes more sense because Monday Night Football will be celebrating. That's the first Monday night game ever. 1970 was Cleveland and the Jets, but Joe Namath was playing.
Right.
So it looks that way. But here's some little tidbits that we kind of know. All right, the 2019 NFL season, we know, kicks off in Chicago, all right?
Yeah.
For the first time in 6 years, just the second time since 2003, defending Super Bowl champ won't be hosting the first game of the year. Patriots that won the Super Bowl, but they'll play on their first Sunday night. The Patriots will. So it'll be Packers, Bears opening night, and the Patriots will play on Sunday night. Still do not know who they are going to play. It'll be interesting. Could be Pittsburgh, could be Cleveland. Could be a lot of things. But if Cleveland's opening up against the Jets on Monday night, that makes a little more sense to me. So the Browns, as you said, although Beckham got his hands on a copy of the schedule, apparently, and according to him, the Browns will be opening up against the Jets. Four games will be played in London, in case you forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bears versus the Raiders, Bengals versus the Rams, and the Texans versus the Jaguars.
All right, so at least we're giving London some good teams. Usually we give them garbage.
Here's the thing, though. Fascinating thing about this year's set of games is two of them will be played at the brand-new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in North London. And why, you say? Well, the new stadium has a retractable field.
Right.
Which means that NFL games will be played on an actual football field instead of the cruddy soccer field that's been modified to look like a football field.
With all the chunks of grass that come flying up.
The other two games we played this year's series will be held at Wembley, and which nearly became Jacksonville's home not too long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
There will be one game in Mexico, as we know.
We think.
Yeah.
They didn't get it done last year. Had to cancel.
They did. Yeah, they did not. But... Apparently, I was just seeing a clip of last year's where the Chiefs and Rams were supposed to play. Ended up being a classic in L.A., a big sandwich bet won by me because you said they would not get a good crowd. I said they'd have a huge crowd. They did. So congratulations to me.
You were right. I was wrong. I know you enjoy it when I say those words. There you go. I'll throw you a bone. You did good.
But let's see, the rumored game for Thanksgiving, watching the Cowboys and Lions will play at home on Thanksgiving Day has become an annual NFL tradition. It's looking, according to Sports Business Journal, the Cowboys will be hosting the Dolphins this year. The Lions will be hosting the Bears, same as last year.
Yep.
That was a horrible game for your boys.
Thank you.
As for the other game,
Matthew Stafford was horrible.
SPJ reporting that the Vikings will end the Turkey Day triple header with a primetime home game against the Eagles.
How about that, Rick? Your Vikings on Thanksgiving night.
By the way, Minnesota Duluth and Providence, no score with about 7 minutes to go in the first period in the Frozen Four in Buffalo. And also a lot of playoff rematches on the schedule. One of the most intriguing games will be played in L.A. when the Rams host the Saints in a rematch of the NFC title game. We all know what happened there with the officiating.
Yeah.
Not only will we be getting the NFC Champions game rematch this year, but again, the Patriots and the Chiefs. That's also a possibility for the first Sunday night game. Let's see. And what else? And, of course, the NFL is smart. The league will implement the overtime auction rule. That's described below, the new format. Field position auction. The format of the field position auction is still sudden death. First team to score a field goal or touchdown wins, but there is no coin flip or kickoff involved. Instead, the overtime period begins with the head coach of each team bidding for bidding for field position. Oh, it's so funny. The schedule will be filled with a lot of coaching revenge games as well. How about Bruce Arians? New Buccaneers coach probably have the most awkward reunion with an old team this year when Tampa plays host to the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be great.
That will be good.
Adam Gase, of course, with the Dolphins.
Although we'll be awkward with the Cardinals.
With the Jets,
Didn't
the Jets?
He politely, retire from the Cardinals?
Sort of.
So
health
it's not
issues,
like he got fired. But,
Adam Gase versus Brian Flores a couple times this year.
That'll be good.
Awkward. That'll be nice.
Good for us.
And the Raiders apparently have the most difficult schedule heading into 2019.
Wow.
Not only do the Raiders have the toughest strength of schedule based on how teams did last year, but they also have the toughest strength of schedule using pretty much any scheduling metric out there. ESPN's Mike Clay put together a strength of schedule projection based on how each team's roster looked as of April 5th, which is only 6 days ago. And guess who came out with the toughest schedule? Yep, the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And of course, here are the fan-friendly 2019 win total projections for those who get triggered by sports predictions. And you've got 2019 strength of schedule projection based on current rosters, not 2018 records.
Oh.
The easiest is allegedly, I don't know how the Patriots get to be number one with that schedule that they have. They have Cleveland. They have Kansas City. They have Pittsburgh.
Cupcakes, Pete
No,
Shepherd.
They have the Rams.
Cupcakes.
The Rams.
It's the easiest schedule. No,
I don't understand that.
You get two against the Dolphins. Two against the Bills.
Dolphins were 7-9 last year.
Two against, only because you let them be. They should have been 6-10.
So let's see. Using win totals, we can forecast 2019 strength of schedule. Patriots, Jets, and Eagles have the three easiest schedules based on current win totals. Texans, Broncos, and Raiders have the three hardest schedules. And so on and so forth. And we know the opponents of all 32 teams. We know that.
Now, when does it get stitched together officially?
The possible schedule release date. This is when it comes
right
to
after the draft?
The NFL has announced anything official yet, but we can take a stab when the schedule might come out. For the past 3 years, the NFL has released the schedule on a Thursday. And for the past 2 years, the schedule has been released on the Thursday before the start of the NFL draft. Oh. So if the league sticks to that timeline, that means the schedule will be released on April 18th, a week from tonight.
Nice.
The draft is 2 weeks from tonight. That being said, the NFL schedule doesn't come out by the end of the week of next week. There's a chance we may not see it until after the draft. And we can probably go ahead and blame the Raiders for that delay. The Raiders' lease to stay in Oakland didn't get finalized until March 15th, which means the schedule makers likely got a late start on putting things together. Always blame the Raiders.
So, by the way, a lot of people are asking, and I will be glad to tell you, draft night, that Thursday, we're going to do our show here, and then we're going to leave, and we're going to go to Buffalo Wild Wing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cape Coral. And you're all...
From 7 to 10, we'll be
7
there.
To 10, we'll be out there, a little draft party. So come on out and see us. We'll look forward to that. Put that on your calendar. All right. Can I make a stupid observation?
Yes, there's no stupid observations on this show.
Kind of switch gears just a little bit. I was just watching Phil Mickelson. And you're right. I'm noticing these silly things. Phil's chewing on some gum, too. Did Gatorade come out with some kind of, like, you know, aquifying gum or something today?
Why Tiger, are you acting like
Tiger
chewing
Woods was
gum?
I've never seen Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson just chew gum while they're playing golf. But it's been obvious today to the point where it has caught my eye. And I'm wondering if there's, like, some new, you know, some thing.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, do you think it's spearmint? Do you think it's double mint? Do you think it's bubble yum? I don't see him blowing bubbles.
What about Dentine?
Could be Dentine.
Why do you care?
I just
like bubble. I'd be blowing bubbles in the middle of my swing.
I would too, but they're not. But I remember when I was a kid, and I wish I remember the brand we used to do, when we played sport. There was a brand of gum that you chew it, and it was really juicy, but in a Gatorade type way to keep you hydrated, not like juicy flavor like. You know, your bubble yums or something like that. But
keep you hydrated?
Yeah. And then I don't know what became of it. I can't remember the brand, which would really help my story here. But I don't have that information at this time.
What's the one where they had the gel and the gum? The gum that goes squirt?
Aquafresh.
Aquafresh. Love that squirt.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the flavor went away after.
Worst flavor ever. I mean, not a good flavor. The least amount of time it lasts is the... That was the gum with the zebra did the commercial. Fruit Stripe.
Yeah.
Great gum for like 10 seconds. Remember that, Rick? Remember Fruit Stripe?
I do.
Well,
That's how Juicy Fruit is. Juicy Fruit's always my favorite, but it's good for about 45 seconds.
Yeah, right. Wrigley's.
By the way, the you were trying to think it was Quench.
Quench!
Oh, I don't remember
that.
The hydrating gum.
Yeah, it's hydrating gum.
I don't remember
gum.
That, Craig. I don't remember Quench.
But that's what I'm wondering if they're into some kind of new product because they're just, it's... It's not unbecoming of a golfer, but, I mean, you just don't see them usually chawing on some gum. I know they're not D-ing out there, right? It's not tobacco. That would be unsightly at Augusta. So, anyway, just one of my other observations today while watching golf.
Minnesota Duluth apparently...
You see if something comes out on this.
I will. Minnesota Duluth apparently scored, but no, goaltender interference, no goal.
Just for those that don't know,
Frozen Four going on. The
your
country's
PC
in
versus Rick's Minnesota Duluth
Bulldogs.
His alma mater.
No score. 2:45 left in the first period. Great game going on at the Key Bank Center in Buffalo, New York.
They're hitting hard out there.
After that, I don't know what else you do. Buffalo's got great people. That's actually. You ever been to Buffalo?
No. Nor do I have any desire to go to Buffalo.
It's a nice, great fans. They're good fans.
Sure they are. I'll watch them and wave at them on TV. I don't ever have any desire to go to Buffalo where there's 14 feet of snow on the ground 9 months out of the year. No desire. In fact, I'm quite comfortable here in Southwest Florida. Let's keep it here. It's all good. All right. I had one little fun fact I wanted to share with you today, and I can't find it. So what did I do? I had another fun story. It has nothing to do with sports. It was a I might have to save it for tomorrow if I can't find it. Well, this is going to be a letdown. I can't find it. It has to do with Walmart, too.
Walmart?
Oh, it's a classic. Hold on.
Kistner trying to save par, by the way.
There we go. I got it.
And he does. Still remains at 3 under.
All right. You want me to share this with you?
Yes, absolutely.
This comes from Oklahoma. Oklahoma City. A man was arrested on larceny charges after he tried to steal several items from a Walmart store, including a small propane tank, which he allegedly tried to hide in his pants. Now, have you ever put a propane tank in your pants, Pete?
My name's Hank Hill. I sell propane and propane accessories. Dang it, Bobby. Great show, by the way. I have not tried to put any. I don't put a lot of things down there. My boys need to be, they need to be left alone. I need a buffer. And
well,
my
I don't
clothes
need a
are
propane
plenty.
Tank down there.
Propane tank. Who does that?
According to a police report, 24-year-old Benjamin Stallings, that's who, Benjamin Stallings Love, three names, tried to steal a knife, a propane tank regulator, and a propane tank, and a pack of Hanes t-shirts. Is that Michael Jordan's brand, Hanes?
Pack of Hanes t-shirts.
He allegedly tried to hide the small propane tank in his pants. Got arrested, in custody.
Stupid.
Man.
Afernappy is also at 3 under right now as well, I believe.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's one of my players I picked.
He's
my ESPN fantasy.
Screams all athlete all the time.
It's great.
I just saw Jordan Spieth. How bad is his score? Is he still plus 5?
I saw 4 over. Four. So Johnson, Koepka, Scott, Rahm, DeChambeau, Kisner, all at 3 under.
Yeah, so Dustin Johnson and Koepka getting in on top of the leaderboard while we were
I thought DJ might make a run.
Yeah.
He has.
All right.
Freshen up, yes.
Well, we got two texts. 239 says the gum with the gel was called Freshen Up.
Yep.
239, also another 239 says the gum for the athletes is called Quench. So Rick was right. Rick was spot on. Rick, did you have to look that up or did you know that?
I knew it. No, I remembered it. Right. Yep. Quench.
Quench. Mm-hmm. Quench.
The hydrating gum.
The hydrating gum that apparently Tiger and Phil are chewing on. Some sort of similarity. All right, coming up. It's time to close it out, boys and girls.
Absolutely.
The first day of the Masters, as far as we are concerned, is over. We will be back tomorrow, but we have one more segment to go. It's called What You Got. It's next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. By the way, Brooks Koepka got to 4 under. He now is the sole leader.
Yes, he is.
He is on 14 now, so he's through 13.
And just blasted a drive right down the middle in perfect shape.
All right, a one-stroke lead. That puts Tiger and a bunch of others two back at 2 under on the day, in case you're just tuning in. What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Wall-to-wall TVs made from scratch food, 29-degree beer. It's all awesome. Twin Peaks, each drinks and scenic views. On this day in history, it is April 11th, of course. Going back to 2004, Phil Mickelson made a long birdie putt on 18 on Sunday to win the 2004 Masters. It was his first major win of his career. He did that little half star dance where he got 1 inch or jump. He got 1 inch off the ground. It was a celebration. But it was a big monkey off his back because he was, at the time, the greatest player to never win a major, and it followed him everywhere. A lot of second-place finishes up until then. Finally got the green jacket on this day in 2004. All right, Pete, what you got?
Well, sorry, John Gruden. Antonio Brown is going to cause massive headaches in Oakland. So says Jack Del Rio, who says AB has clearly shown he's going to be a pain in the butt.
Yep.
Of course, Brown steal his career. Was filled with drama. We all know that. I'm just getting the quotes here. He says, Del Rio says, if he continues doing the things he's been doing, just like he upset the Steelers, he's going to upset the next team he's on. I mean, this is America, and he's free to do what he wants. But those aren't the things that are indicative of a good teammate. The working hard and being a good player definitely helps the team, which is why he'll continue to get chances to be special until his skills deteriorate. That's when people will get tired of him.
Mm. Yeah.
But Jack Del Rio and myself are on the same page. I think he'll have his moments with the Raiders, and it'll be an up and down. I don't think it's going to be very harmonious, and I think Gruden is going to want to quit. And that's why my buddy Hugh Freeze at Liberty will outlive him from a coaching standpoint when it's all said and done.
False.
No, it's not false.
We have a sandwich on that one, right?
Yeah, we got a sandwich on that one.
All right, very good. Rick, do you have anything you want to share before we close out? By the way, great job today filling
great
in
Great job,
Chris.
Rick.
Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Fellas. Just reading a funny story on CBSSports.com that according to an official at the William Hill Casino in Nevada, they have confirmed that one gentleman placed an $85,000 bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters at 14-1 odds. That payoff would be $1.19 million.
Wow.
Bet 85 grand to win $1.2 million on Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's got to be a little nervous this weekend, huh?
Either that or he don't care money. You
right. Obviously. Wow. And I mentioned it earlier, but the Florida Everblades open the ECHL playoffs tonight at home against the Jacksonville Icemen. Puck drop is 7:35.
Great.
So check that out. Blades finished number one overall in the Eastern Conference this year. So
sure did.
They went on a run where they're just unstoppable. Yep. But in the ECHL, we know. I mean, players get borrowed. That's the thing.
That's the problem.
And the Stanley Cup playoffs are going on right now.
The players who got you there may not be the ones who get you further.
Well, it was like that last year, too, when they made it all the way to Game 7.
That's
and really,
true. Oh,
it came, it was heartbreaking.
It's tough. It's tough. All right, very good. So I believe we'll have about 10 minutes of Spain and Fitz.
Yep.
And then we give away to Red Sox baseball.
And the cash word coming up.
Oh, yeah. The Sheeman & Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top of the hour. And you could download our app for free, 99.3 ESPN, or go to our website at 99.3ESPN.com. And you need to enter that word. Or you could text it to a special number, 45911, the magic word, which you will hear at the top of the hour. You have to stay tuned for that. And you could win $1,000. And I was just informed today by the higher-ups around here. You know, we got six radio stations in this building. We all do a version of this contest.
I'm a big family.
We had a winner from Fort Myers. Won $1,000.
Fantastic.
We had several last time we did this, and one of them was one of our listeners at 99.3 ESPN as well. So
keep it up. Good luck, everybody.
All right, tomorrow, more second-round coverage. Tiger tees off right about the time we go on the air tomorrow.
Right before our show, so wall-to-wall Masters coverage again, and we'll keep you up to date on Stanley Cup Major League Baseball, Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll get some reaction, and the NBA doesn't start until Saturday. So it's just,
it's a little breather.
Oh, God.
It's a little breather.
Maybe we'll get – but the schedule thing is interesting. I think, as always, there will be some leaks. Odell Beckham Jr. let the cat out of the bag already with the Browns. Looks like the Browns-Jets opening for that team anyway, for those two teams, at MetLife, where OBJ came from.
All right. Sounds good.
But we'll see.
More drama. All right, that'll do it. And we'll see if Chris calls in tomorrow.
I'm not counting on it.
All right. I have more faith than you do.
But you wouldn't bet me your sandwich.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have that much faith. For Rick Church and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. You know I'm awesome. Well, I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless America.